Dave Williams, ACB Radio Mainstream, and welcome back to Main Menu to Tim McDonald from the Talking Newspaper Association of the UK, or affectionately known as TNAUK. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm fine, thanks, Jeff.
Now, we know about Talking Newspapers, and we know that you guys have got a fantastic base of volunteers, and that you distribute Talking Newspapers on cassette and on disc and electronically. But there have been some interesting developments over the last year, really taking the dissemination of what you do to the next level. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, mainly the whole point I wanted to do with Talking Newspapers, and I have to emphasize here, I'm really talking about the national service. The huge network of local talking newspapers around the United Kingdom. There's something like 540. For the moment, most of them are still staying with the tried and trusty cassette, which most of their listeners seem to prefer. But with the national service, I made it very clear I want as wide a dissemination as possible. Now, this will include everything. You can talk about MP3, you can talk about Daisy, you can talk about a specific reader. This is absolutely fine, but the whole point was, I said to my technical people, I want it to be available in fundamentally whatever format
people want.
Available. Yes. So in other words, it comes, being fundamentally non-technical myself, I use the analogy, I say, can you do it like a cocktail mixer? So you put the content in one end, mm-hmm. and you've got a series of taps, and you take out the format you require. Right. And that is fundamentally how we're expanding, and indeed continue to do so.
Right, so let's talk in specifics, and also bearing in mind that our audience is an international one. I'm aware that a number of your subscribers are overseas,
and you
welcome international subscribers, and long may that continue. Let's talk about Kurzweil. There are some things happening there, I understand.
Yes, Kurzweil, again, that would come under what I would call another one of our outlets. There's been discussion or links between Kurzweil and Talking Newspapers, and now, obviously, the Talking Newspaper is now available through that system. In the same way, we've been working with people like Portset, and we've been working with digital distributors, all sorts of people, to find out what they require, and then we can adapt. We're primarily a content producer, and it's so important that if anybody has an outlet, a distribution, be it Kurzweil, with anybody, we say, what do you require? And then we try to match up to make absolutely certain it matches up to their specifications, and that's specifically what we've done.
How do you manage the subscriber base in that way? Because obviously somebody accessing the material overseas, perhaps using a product like Kurzweil, they're going to be dealing with you in a slightly different way to somebody who just has to bung the tapes back in the post every week. So, can they just call up and subscribe, or do they work through their distributor, or how does that work?
A variety. Some people work through a distributor, and then they will get in touch with us. Most people, I have to say, will contact us, and then for the electronic distribution, at the moment, it's £40 a year, which gives you access, I think if I'm right in saying, to 87 titles.
Right, some of those daily, some of those weekly.
They're dailies. The beauty about this, of course, is that you can now get the daily paper more or less complete. I say more or less because somebody came in today and asked, can I look up the obituaries, please? Well, they're very cheerful. But in actual fact, the full list of obituaries wasn't on the text. That's nothing we've done. It's just simply that nobody had access to that electronically. But everything that was available electronically, we pick up, we put through our process, which makes it navigable. It's then put onto the server, it's linked up, and then emailed out, or indeed people can obviously come into our website onto the bulletin board and take down what they want. And I was trying to work out today, because somebody said they had to go to a news agent and buy all those publications.
How much it would have cost?
What it would have done. And I think I came to somewhere around £6,000.
My goodness.
We charged £40
a year. So it's a bargain. It's a real bargain. I mean, people say that access to information is expensive, but if you've already got the technology, or if you can get into a local library where they have a screen reader, then you can get all this content on the day it's published.
The content's there. And indeed, with one or two of the dailies, you could actually access it probably before most sighted people have got their copies. We get the sample
that's
regarding
great.
Very
that's,
early, and that
that's
goes
wonderful. I love that, the fact that I can have read the paper, you know, before people have even had a chance to buy it. That just drives them crazy.
And the other thing, of course, is that because you have a word search, you can actually probably browse the paper quicker than a sighted person. And I was demonstrating today, I was typing in, for example, Wimbledon. I know it's gone now, but there are still articles referring to
stories,
it, and
yeah.
they were throwing it out. What we are hoping to have in terms of development, this will probably take us a few more months, but we're aiming to have a facility whereby if you're reading a specific subject which interests you in that particular publication, you can email back, and our server, fundamentally Google searches around, will find other items related to the topic, and we'll then bundle it up and send it back to you. So we're trying to move
That's
the whole time. And interestingly, during the 3 days here at Sight Village, I have now had inquiries from Germany and from Portugal. Can we supply service to them in their language? And the answer, I think, is yes, we can. So what
exciting.
I'm now going to do is to pursue the rights. I have tried in France. I haven't been able to get the rights to do so. But
That's
hopefully
nice.
The other countries will do. So we are looking at the possibility that people in other non-English languages may before long be able to subscribe to us and get their own language newspaper.
You touched on navigation just a moment or two ago, and I'm a big fan of the Technic newsreader. It's a
yes.
free program that's been produced that basically pulls in the text file and makes it navigable with Internet Explorer. So there are links to all the stories and a link back to the contents, and it's just wonderful. It really gets you can zip around the paper so quickly and get what you want.
This is again part of the development. When we started, it was a little, I'll say, cumbersome, no more than that, to get in and sort things out. With this Technic program, it fundamentally does it for you, which means you go down section by section. I think you can decide your home news, your foreign news, the court circulars, the art. Go into
TV
that,
listings,
simply enter, and it throws you up the items, the articles, and then you go into the article you want, and if you don't like it, you just back arrow.
Back up,
it's so simple. It's what we're now calling the Artinelli technique, where your own art then it can get around. This again was one of the requirements I said to my technical team, who are absolutely brilliant. I said, you're very clever lads, and I said, you're well advanced on the science of communication. Don't lose the art of communication. Now, you keep all your clever tricks in the laboratory, but by the time it comes to the listener's end, please try and simplify it down, and that is what we're doing.
Make it as straightforward
bit by bit,
as possible.
So it becomes very, very simple.
Because there is this digital divide, and there's the haves and the have-nots, and those that have the knowledge and those that don't have the knowledge, and you guys really trying to bridge that digital
I'm
divide.
I'm trying to do it. I'm aware as I go around, still with a lot of people, and I mention this, and we're not far short of hanging out the garlic. I'm sure a number of people still think this is work of the devil or some kind of black art. I have to persuade them that this is actually an avenue.
Yes.
And I quite openly say this, what we're doing is very much blind people leading the way. The number of the developments, two of our trustees are blind. My head of IT has very severe visual impairment.
Right.
So we actually do have quite a few sighted people saying, can we use this service, please? It is so convenient. And I say, no, I'm afraid that's not possible under copyright laws. But we are actually going back to a number of publishers and saying, look, we think that what has been developed for visually impaired people and other people for whom print is not an accessible medium, we think that now it's at the stage where sighted people would like to have this because it is so convenient.
One of the things I think that's particularly convenient about the Talking Newspaper service is that it's very easy to just download the whole newspaper or a selection of publications onto a portable device and take them with you, as a sighted person would go to a newsstand and bundle up the papers under their arm and roll off down the road. And I think that's what blind people want. They don't want necessarily to be tethered to a desktop computer. If they can put that content on a portable device and take it with them and read it on the train while everybody else is reading their newspaper, I think that's one of the things that the service that you offer allows us to do. We know that we can access The Guardian online, but there are a lot of web pages there and frames and pop-ups and all sorts of things that you need to wade through, and what you guys are essentially doing is you're cutting out all the extraneous stuff and giving us what we really want. So thank you very much.
There's Martin here as well. The synergy with Kurzweil is incredible because you can actually get that paper downloaded into Kurzweil and then you can turn that paper into an MP3. And that also allows you to take it on portable MP3 players on the train, or you can send that file from Kurzweil directly to a book port or a book courier, and it makes the whole process of reading your morning paper possibly a lot.
This came down to simply, again, one of the early instructions was you do not need to sit in front of a gizmo with 105 or 106 keys.
That's right.
On it. You're only using 4 or 5 buttons
to navigate. Yeah.
Up, down arrows, back key, all this sort of thing. It's a minute fraction of the total keys. So this is what is now happening, and indeed, it's quite correct, as just said, it is now available to be loaded into a portable device, and you take it with you, and you can load untold hours. Some of the new technology, you can literally load so much material into this portable gizmo. If you started playing it non-stop, you'd still be listening in 10 months' time.
Wow. Do you think there would be a market for a specific talking newspaper reader that would be a portable device that could use some of today's wireless technology to automatically get the day's papers at the beginning of the day, and essentially would be a device that would update itself? And you know, now obviously people do need to have some skills if they want to take this content with them, you know, because they do need to be able to download it and transfer that material manually. And I wonder whether that's something in the future that might be explored.
We are looking at this, but I'm also a little wary of what I might call scattergunning. We are primarily a content provider.
And it's now up to somebody else to come up with the...
Yes, and also if somebody comes up with something, what I don't want to do is to say you've got to buy this reader in order to get to talk to newspapers. A sighted person can wander into any news agent and pick up more or less what they want. I want the same again for a visually impaired listeners. Yeah. You, whatever you've got, your same cassettes, old cassette player. It was quite interesting because a few years ago, I've told this story quite a few times, I was at a conference and the whole discussion started up, and it seemed to me that the left side of the room wanted to retain the cassette because they liked the human voice.
Right.
And the old technology.
Yes.
And they were comfortable with it. And I was taking notes. And then the right-hand side of the room started up and said, well, I'm afraid you've got to accept that IT is bringing new possibilities with it.
Yeah.
And so we're into computers and electronic technology. And so I was just taking down notes, and I looked at what I'd written, and I thought, I don't believe this. And I said to the chairman of the meeting, can I have the last word? And he allowed me to have the last word. And I stood up in front of the group, and I said, well, I don't know who's right and who's wrong. I said, the left-hand side were after cassettes, the human voice, and old technology. The right-hand side of the room wanted IT, computers, and electronic technology. I said, just take the initials of those six headings and spell choice. And that's been my guiding principle ever since.
Tim McDonald, let's conclude by giving people the contact details for Talking Newspaper Association of the UK, if people don't have it already.
Right, on the telephone it will be 01435 866 102, and if you want to email us, info@tnauk.org.uk.
Tim McDonald, thank you very much.
Thank you.